Hello, my name is Jabril Lee. You have reached the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you, or are you calling to get the vaccination for the COVID?
I am calling about a question about the COVID vaccination. I have already gotten my first COVID shot.
All right, yes, I understand. That question is?
Yes, ma'am. The question is this. I live in a HUD facility. It is an independent living facility in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I have received my first shot, and I'm seeing on television, and I've seen online where when you get your and I've talked to other people, independent people that have gotten their shot. When they get their shot, they get a card. That's bigger than a business card, of course, that's given to them when they get their shot, that is proof that they've gotten the shot, and they bring that back with them to get their second shot on a particular day. And I have not received anything like that.
Did they tell you a date or anything?
They did. They gave me a date. I had called about. I had asked for.
They gave you a date and a time.
They gave us a date. Let's see if they gave us a time. Let's see.
They sent it through a text message or email.
They put it on the elevator.
Take a picture of that, and the day that the appointment is, you would go up there and show them that, and then you would tell them that you already had your first shot and you're back for your second.
I'm not understanding you well. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again, please, ma'am?
Yes, I'm saying you would take a picture of that notice that's listed on that elevator and go on the day of that appointment that it has on that sheet and show them the picture of that and let them know that you're coming back for your second vaccine shot.
Right, I did take a picture of it, but this is where I'm getting worried, is our shots were taken by Walgreens.
Oh, well, you will go back up to Walgreens then.
Okay.
Because I can't get in and, like, give you proof. I don't have access to that. The only thing I do is, you know, answer your question dealing with that and provide you with the phone number to go and register for the vaccine, which you have already registered and you're already on your second dose. You would need to go back to the place that you've got that shot from and just let them know that you're back for your second shot. This is the date that you guys gave me to come back in to get my second shot.
Well, I didn't, no offense, but I didn't finish my sentence. What I was going to say is Walgreens came to our facility and gave us the shots.
Okay, so you would need to wait. I'm pretty sure they would come back again then if they came out to you.
That is correct.
Okay, so you would just, they will come back to you then if that's posted in the elevator. They're probably just notifying you that they will be back on that date.
Okay, now let me try this. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
All right, so this is what I'm is there somebody else I can speak to about this by any chance? I've got some other things I need to talk about. Is there anybody else I can talk to about this? These questions?
You can reach out to your nearest facility site with you and get more questions.
Where am I calling to right this moment?
Right now you're speaking through a hotline. This is just a registration line. Any other information they don't provide us with as far as like once you register, we don't give out a phone number where you be contacted back out to, because we don't schedule your appointments. I'm talking to you from a different county. Right now we're in two different counties.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you for calling the Department of the Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.